Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply remote control. Remote control. Think about how fascinated we are with all types of remote controls. If guys typically come home and the first thing we do is we want to make sure we grab that remote control. And sometimes we won't even change the channel without a remote control. We're not getting up and going to the TV. No, on the contrary, we've got to have it in our hands. Now, they've got different types of remote controls. If you have a device on your phone or an app on your phone where you can just ask a question and get the weather and the news and the latest updates, or if you have a device in your home, they've got them now where you can just ask for the weather and you receive it. You can just ask for the latest song or whatever you want and you get it. Those are all forms of remote control. In sales, the remote control process is important because today most sales are not made by going from door to door to door, even as it pertains to Success Training Institute. The sales today are made remotely, and those who master the art of remote control have the opportunity to control their destiny. Let's outline the key components for effective selling as it pertains to this remote acronym. The R in our remote acronym first communicates the importance of conducting our research. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when it pertains to Success Training Institute selling the products of Simply Success, we've got to be extraordinary researchers. This means we're researching potential clients and competitors, industry trends, you name it. You can go to your Google alert and set up an alert for soft skills training. And every single day, you'll get the latest news and updates on the different companies and organizations who are needing soft skills training, looking to implement programs. That's a form of research. And when you're researching, keep a few other things in mind. First, research starts at home. Review the professionals in your inner circle. Understand what they do and how adding soft skills training can help them expand their business objectives. Look at the ones that you've got in your circle. Then after you do that, branch out. This is when you research industries that will benefit from what you sell. As Success Training Institute is an example of this, you can research trade colleges and technical colleges, cosmetology schools, culinary arts schools, barber colleges, you name it. There are so many different aspects of organizations who are training people to serve people. And if they're being trained to serve people, soft skills is a prerequisite. However, most organizations and entities don't have access to quality soft skills training, and that's where you come in. So after research, then you go to the standpoint of engagement. That's the E in our remote acronym. Engaging a client is just a process of getting them involved on a personal level with your product or service. I can remember many years ago, the Kirby vacuum cleaner was one of the most popular door-to-door products sold in the United States of America. And in order to get the client to engage, once that salesman was inside the home, as soon as he could, he'd ask the lady of the house or the man of the house to grab the handle of the Kirby and push it themselves to see how easy it operated. Well, after a while, they discovered that those individuals who pushed it for a minute, they got so accustomed to it, they kept pushing it. And before you know it, they were vacuuming and taking mental ownership of that Kirby vacuum cleaner. By the same token, if you go to your local dealership and you express any level of interest in owning a new car, they're going to encourage you to test drive it. Why? That's a level of engagement. So how do I engage a person with the Success Training Institute programs? First, I say follow these components. First is evidence. Sending them stats, research studies, and testimonials are great ways to engage them. Next is experience. This is where you send them a demo so that they can have an opportunity to take sample classes and experience for themselves how Success Training Institute can benefit them. For example, you can go to simplysuccess.com, the corporate site, and you'll see sample lessons. Direct your friends to it. Obviously, of course, you're going to be able to offer them a lower price than our standard retail price. So once they've taken these product demos and viewed a few sample lessons, you want to follow back up and then give them some examples. Not only how it's benefited you, but other individuals, organizations, companies you know that have used our services and benefited from them as well. You've got research, then we've got engagement. The next component to effective selling from a remote standpoint is management. It is almost impossible to master the art of selling by way of remote control without management. You have to manage your clients, make sure that you rank them, and outline which ones to follow up with. Without management, you've seen it happen before. You've bought a product or service, you've gone online and expressed dissatisfaction. Somebody told you they were going to call you back, they never did. You went somewhere and waited for hours for somebody to take care of your problem, and nobody ever showed up, and when they did, they didn't seem to handle the problem well. Well, when it comes to the management of your leads, you want to organize them and categorize them as follows. First, organize them and rank them based on interest level. How interested is this person or company in the soft skills training products we offer? Next, relationship. How well do you know them? What kind of relationship do you have with them? The stronger the relationship, the higher they should be ranked. Then, capability to buy. If these are individuals that have the capacity to make a purchase, they don't have any challenges with writing the check for whatever that amount might be, then you also want to rank them that way. Then finally, on their timeline for making a decision. Interest level, relationship, capacity to buy, and timeline for making a decision. That's how I'm managing the leads if I'm operating in a remote environment and required or expected to sell. The management component is extremely important in that regard. I'm going to get to this next one, open discussion. That's the O. Obviously, of course, social media, email, and other forms of electronic communication dominate our landscape today. However, I would encourage you to actually engage in dialogue with every potential prospect. Don't just feed them a PowerPoint presentation or send them a couple of web links or send them data without following up with a conversation. Your passion, what they hear in your voice, the information that you share and how you share it oftentimes will take them over the edge to becoming a client. And then not just making a presentation, but having a conversation is important. Soliciting feedback on how they like the product or service. Talk about the experiences that you've had and then ask them how they think the product and service could be utilized in their own environment. After you've done that, my friends, at T says turn it over. This is where you hand it off to the corporate team. Now, for those of you who are ICAMs, you understand this process very well. For those of you who are interns, you understand this process very well. For those seeking to become an ICAM, visit SimplySuccessICAM.com. SimplySuccessICAM.com to learn how you can actually work with our corporate system, which is streamlined and gives you tons of more resources than the average person would have. Of course, for those interested in the internship, SimplySuccess.com, and then the internship button, and the rest is self-explanatory from there. So you want to turn over every lead. When you're done and you've got the interest peaked, they're excited, you've categorized them, you're managing them, you want to turn it over to the corporate office so that we can then close the deal on your behalf. There would not be a remote control system if you had to do it all by yourself. You want to be able to turn it over at a particular point and say, hey, here is my lead. Here are the characteristics of the lead. Here's their interest level, my relationship with them. They do have the capacity to buy and they're looking to make a decision within 3 months when their budget cycle renews. Turning that over to the management team is the one that's going to allow us the ability to go out and work that deal and close them. And then finally, the expectations. All ICAMs, all interns can, of course, expect follow-up to be frequently received and shared, feedback on the processes and progress of a deal. Then, of course, you can also expect that it's okay to reach out to the people that are working your particular deals. This will prevent you from communication breakdowns. My friends, this is our training segment, and I hope you enjoyed it. I can assure you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.